From NPR News in Washington, I'm Pam Coulter. Security is tight in Pakistan today for the visit of Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. She'll meet with government leaders in an effort to shore up U.S.-Pakistani ties. In Islamabad, NPR's Jackie Northam says Clinton is also holding two town meetings.
This is Secretary Clinton's second visit to Pakistan in just 9 months. The country is strategically important to the war next door in Afghanistan, and much of Clinton's visit will be spent talking to Pakistani leaders about efforts to dislodge Islamic militants launching attacks on their own soil, as well as against U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan. But Clinton's visit is also about honing a so-called strategic dialogue between the U.S. and Pakistan. She's expected to announce a sweeping package of projects, including health, energy, and a massive water project. Senior U.S. officials say it's hoped this will help build a trusting long-term relationship between the two countries, which in turn will help with the counterterrorism effort here in Pakistan. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Islamabad.
A suicide bomber struck in a crowd of Iraqi security personnel in a town south of Baghdad today. The BBC's Gabriel Gatehouse says many of the victims are former members of a group once allied with Al-Qaeda, but are now backed by the government.
Apparently these men were lining up outside an army office in the southwest of Baghdad, waiting to receive their paychecks when the suicide bomber approached them. Some reports say that a police officer tried to stop him when he detonated the explosives hidden inside his clothing, causing all of that destruction and death. Very confused pictures in the hours following the attack, highly varying numbers of killed and injured, but this is quite usual for these kinds of attacks. The picture doesn't always become clear. These Sahwa members are complaining that they're becoming increasingly targeted. So I think a large-scale attack like this will only confirm the nervousness amongst these people.
The BBC's Gabriel Gatehouse. Several people are in custody after a shooting during a party at a state park near Seattle last night. Two men were killed and four others wounded. King County Sheriff Sergeant John Urquhart says they've retrieved some weapons.
We have several guns that we've recovered, at least one at the scene. Several other guns that were in a car that we've stopped and have that car in custody.
Investigators don't yet know what prompted the shooting. BP's capped well, still showing no signs of leaks, but plans are to hook it up to ships on the surface that will collect the oil. That means crude will have to be released temporarily to release pressure. Air conditioners are working overtime in much of the U.S. with no quick end to the heat expected. New York City is opening cooling centers for the next 2 days. The combination of heat and humidity there will make it feel like it's 95. In Phoenix, temperatures reached 110 degrees yesterday. This is NPR. Some mild shaking seems to be the extent of a powerful earthquake centered undersea in a remote area of Alaska. The trembler registered 6.7, but there are no reports of damage or injuries and no threat of a tsunami. The stock market ended last week on a sour note, even after second quarter corporate earnings exceeded expectations. As Daniel Carson reports, though, analysts expect upbeat news from a new batch of earnings statements from corporate heavyweights.
A deluge of second quarter earnings statements comes out this week, 139 to be exact. Corporate giant IBM leads the pack on Monday, followed by Yahoo, McDonald's, and Microsoft later in the week. The report should provide investors with a broad outlook of the business environment. President Obama is expected to sign the financial regulation overhaul bill on Wednesday. It will set up a new consumer protection division inside the Federal Reserve, and federal regulators will begin to lay down tough new restrictions for banks. Economic data will focus on housing. The Home Builders Index comes out Monday. It gauges the mood of home builders, which has been in the dumps because of high unemployment and tight credit conditions. Numbers for housing starts are announced on Tuesday and existing home sales on Thursday. Neither is expected to be positive. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
President Obama and his family, including first dog Beau, returned to Washington from Maine early this afternoon. They packed a lot into their three-day visit to Bell Harbor and the Acadia National Forest, bike riding, playing tennis, hiking a nature trail, and sampling local ice cream. A small group of onlookers snapped photos of the president and first lady when they dined at a restaurant called Havana last night. I'm Pam Coulter, NPR News in Washington.